Let's go on to our next speaker. We'll cover everything at the end. Clyde Bryant from Brown, who's going to be talking about the planning that's underway there for a liberal studies and engineering program.
Okay. Thank you very much. And this is a program that's very much in the planning stages as opposed to these other two that have really done some great things and have been established. And I just want to begin by thanking Larry and David for having this event, because I think we're learning a lot and being inspired by this. I thought I would begin, I don't have any PowerPoint, I thought I would begin by just giving a slight sort of personal comment here about why I feel that this is such an important area and why I've sort of appointed myself as the champion of it at Brown in the School of Engineering there, which is where I'm based, although I'm now on the STS steering committee as well. First of all, I'm actually a product of a 3-2 combined plan program, and I've always felt like that the experience I had in the Bachelor of Arts part of that program, where I did take a lot of humanities and social sciences, has served me extremely well throughout my life both as an engineer and as a person. So I think that's really the idea of trying to engage schools that are doing that, I think, is really a great idea. The second thing is that I worked in industry for 18 years before I came to Brown, and I just saw over and over again how often projects succeeded or failed not based on the technical issues, but based on the kinds of things we're talking about here, and the ability to work with people, and the ability to understand cultures, and the ability to think about things other than just the technology. And when you read in the history of science and technology, you just see so many more examples of this. So I think that this is really another critical part of this. Another point is that I think perhaps a bit unlike the other two universities who've been represented here, at Brown, we don't have an issue of having people interested in the liberal arts. We're an engineering school set in a liberal arts environment. And so we do have a retention issue in engineering, and I think a lot of this is because we have students who've been admitted. They're not admitted to the School of Engineering, they're just admitted to Brown in a giant class, you know, one single class. A lot of the students who come in are unsure about engineering. They take the first course and it's not what they had in mind, and they completely leave engineering. And so I think we lose some very talented people who could make a contribution to our much broader holistic view of engineering, and we want to try to retain those people in the program. As a result of that, I'm in charge now of the Introduction to Engineering course, and we're trying to revamp that to make it more in line with some of the ideas that we're talking about here, so that hopefully we can get people to stay in engineering, and I hope in the not too distant future be able to offer them a program like the ones we're discussing here as another avenue to go into if they're still interested in being involved with engineering but want to take this liberal engineering approach to it. So all of these things have really pushed me to really try to move this forward. I'll just make a comment and then go on a little bit to mechanism. The topics that we would include, I think, are very much the ones that Larry and David have mentioned in their paper. I think they've covered a lot of really important ideas as to things we should be teaching and how we might teach it. The thing that I would like to add is that while we seem to be thinking here so much about a separate but parallel program, I think having such a program will greatly help the traditional programs as well, and that the students in those traditional programs will benefit greatly by having some courses that would be part of this type of program. So in terms of what we're trying to do and how we're trying to approach this, because I was in administration for 10 years at Brown and now I'm back doing this kind of work, I sort of got a feel for what it takes to get things moving, and I think the idea of starting something that's whole and complete will add about 5 years onto getting something going. So the first thing I did was to look for ways that I might be able to kind of, you know, get this into a process that's already in place, into what we call concentration majors most places, that's in place, and see how we might be able to build up this program sort of through example and show that by having such a program and having this type of activity that there would just be a lot of interest, and then let the program evolve from there. We were very successful in doing this about 10 years ago with a program that's now called Business Entrepreneurship and Organizations, where we had parts of this in place and students were just coming to it and gravitating to it, and they said, okay, well, it's good to have a program. And I think we'll see exactly the same thing here. I don't think we're going to have any trouble attracting students to come into a program like this. And so we want to just make it easy to get it started. So we really had two options, and we're debating and talking about what would be the right way to do it. One is that we've had, for at least since I've been at Brown, which is now 21 years, unaccredited AB program in engineering. We have seven ABET accredited degrees in the more traditional fields of engineering. But we've had this AB program, which doesn't have all the ABET requirements. It has a lesser number of requirements total. And I think it's been primarily used by students who wanted to do some kind of engineering that we didn't have, wanted to blend something together. And so I think this is a pretty good way to start trying to think about how to introduce this program, is to use this degree program that already exists. They certainly can take the engineering that's required for that. It's not too demanding, or in terms of numbers of courses that they have to take, and then begin to add in these liberal engineering types of courses into that program. And we have one student, at least, who's expressed some interest in this, and I'm going to be working with him, and I want to begin to advertise this to the students as something that would be an option for them. One that just came up, actually, this morning before I came over here, I approved something for this AB program, and I think it's an interesting idea. I'll just share it with you. Brown now finally has a joint degree program with the Rhode Island School of Design, or RISD, which is right next door to us. And it's a five-year program, and you just get two degrees. But there's a student who's doing his Brown degree as this AB in engineering. And so we had to go through to approve his design requirement for the AB in engineering and let him use a RISD course for that. And I think, you know, this is the kind of blending and coming together that we would really like to see more of, and using you know, a lot of activities like this to build the program. The other thing is that other possibility is to run this through the Science and Technologies Studies program, the STS program at Brown. They are very excited about this and would like to see it involved with them. And so, again, I think it's an existing program. The requirements as such are not so great in terms of numbers, and we could easily begin to build a program around that. I think it's also very important that we include groups other than engineering and STS in building this. I've had a lot of support from the Sheridan Center for Teaching and Learning to help us think about curricular issues. We are planning a program at Brown called a Program in Engaged Scholarship, which is going to involve engineering, anthropology, theater arts, and I think there's a fourth group that's piloting this. I've just become the engineering representative on that, and I think, again, it's a way we can build up important programs that the students will be engaged in and connect engineering with the humanities as we try to build this activity. And also, we have several sort of policy-based centers that I'm trying to engage in this program as well. We have a number of courses that are on the books at Brown. When you start exploring, you realize there's a lot out there that you can use. You don't have to start a lot of courses, and I think that's important as you're trying to launch a program. I have a list of them here. If anyone's interested in them, I'd be glad to tell you about what some of them are. I kind of group them. There's sort of the history of science approach. We've also had in engineering for a number of years an entrepreneurship component, and I think that some of that could be part of this program. We teach a course in appropriate technologies, which I think could be quite interesting and engage students in this way. And then Barrett Hazeltine, who's almost an iconic faculty member at Brown, started a seminar this year on why it's hard to change the world, the engineer's burden, and it was just flooded with students. He had to, you know, it was capped, and he filled it up instantly. So I think, again, there's a great interest in this and a great chance to use these courses to build a degree program that we could then have in this field. So what are our challenges and our next steps? So I think the challenges really are getting people engaged in the sense that they're very busy. It's not so much that they're opposed to it, is that we just have to sort of make it possible for them to do it. I really have not felt too much resistance from this, and I take someone not say no as a positive. You know, they just let me go ahead and do this. But in general, actually, it's quite positive. And I think there's a general, this is something we need to be doing, something we should be doing. And there's enough recognition that this is an important topic to let this go forward. So I think that, that's certainly the challenge is really time and just simply getting this built up and getting it started and getting moving. So what are our next steps? I think, first of all, we have to sort of decide what this pilot's going to be, if it's going to be in engineering or going to be an STS, and maybe it'll be both, but I think it'd be just get started, we should choose one. One thing I feel pretty strongly about, and that is that we do need to be building up research in this area and make it a valid area for research, just for some of the reasons that have already been mentioned. If we're going to engage faculty because of, we're still on the same sort of tenure type approach as everyone else, we need to be able to talk about research, allow them to do research, and make that a possibility for them. I'm almost done here. As I said, I don't think that it's going to be a difficulty to engage the students. I think they're going to really actually come to this quite openly and in a very engaged way. So I think that that would be very positive. So our immediate challenge is really going to be to get a program sort of on the books that we can present in an organized way as part of one of these two existing programs and move forward from there. And so that's sort of my task for the semester. I'd just like to close with one thing that may be of interest to some of you because it's come up multiple times this morning, and it's actually something that I feel very strongly about, and that is the need to increase the number of women who are in engineering and the STEM fields in general. And one thing that we're also doing that's sort of come out of our revamp of our freshman core, our first year course, Introduction to Engineering, is that we're piloting, and it'll start in about 6 weeks because this school is on a trimester system. We're piloting a program with the Lincoln School in Providence, which is a girls, I think it's actually K through 12, but it's the high school that we'll be working with. And we're actually going to teach for them Introduction to Engineering, but they will come to Brown to take the course. And I think that's going to be really exciting. We're using the Brown Design Workshop, which we have been developing and using now in our first engineering course. I'm working with Professor Iris Bahar, who's a faculty member in electrical engineering on this, and the Sheridan Center, who's helping us greatly to plan, and of course, faculty from Lincoln School, to plan what a curriculum for high school might look like. But it'll be more or less design-based, and we hopefully will really engage these young women and encourage them to feel very comfortable as engineers and feel very comfortable in an engineering environment. So that's something that we're excited about, and if you look at the engineering website, you can read a little bit about that. So thank you.